you're going to notice that I don't say like make sales as a needle mover, because these three things are going to be what creates sales for you. They're very simple and they should serve as reminders for you to just take a pause after you listen to this episode and go, okay, am I focusing on these right now? Am I distracted, or are these a priority that I'm actively moving forward or maybe already doing? You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 614. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh man, I have so much exciting content coming your way. It is in my mind right now. I am just finished my 30-day sabbatical. And I don't really feel like I'm coming back yet, because I'm coming back in such a different way. Like, these 30 days has changed the way I will show up within my company and my life forever. So it feels really easy to come back, because I'm coming back to a completely different schedule and habits and situation, I guess. So I'm not going to get into the details of that yet. I have so much to share. I don't know, maybe I'll do a series or something. I still am not on social media, so I'm still locked out of social media on purpose. My team changed my password. I do have a say in what we post through a Google Doc, but I have no idea how well it does, how many likes it gets. Like, that's been an experience in and of itself, to just completely separate yourself. And then, not to mention, my consumption is nothing. Like, I don't scroll social media anymore. I forgot about it because it's been so long. So I probably won't be coming back actively on social media for about another 10 days. There are a couple more things that I want to do that I don't want to come back until I do those things. So anyways, I can't wait to share about these last 30 days. I can't wait to share about the updates, the ideas, the things I created, the announcements we get to have soon. Just, it's been incredible. So a lot more is coming. I felt inspired to record this episode on the top three needle movers that you can implement in your marketing today. I just came off of a weekend where I spent some really incredible time with two female entrepreneur friends of mine, very successful in all facets of life, not just business, but who they are, their growth, their way that they show up as leaders and for their family. And it just was a really inspiring, amazing time. And throughout the weekend, we snowboarded and we had a lot of fun and we played a lot, but we also had a lot of business conversations and did a lot of masterminding that just kind of naturally came up, which was super fun. And after that, you know, I'm the marketing expert. So out of the three of us, so the conversations when I was contributing to business strategy was, of course, a lot of times around marketing. And so I kind of could chunk a lot of the advice that I gave them down to these three needle movers. And you're going to notice that I don't say like make sales, you know, as a needle mover, because these three things are going to be what creates sales for you. They're very simple and they should serve as reminders for you to just take a pause after you listen to this episode and go, okay, am I focusing on these right now? Am I distracted, or are these a priority that I'm actively moving forward or maybe already doing in my marketing? So that's kind of my invitation for you while you listen to this episode, is like, take inventory of where your time, energy, and investment money is going around your marketing, and if these three things are moving forward. So the first needle mover is consistent content with the intention to create connection. And this is listed as number one because this is the first thing you should start doing. Creating content generates attention, which generates a connection, which is the foundation of your marketing. So when I say creating content, I don't mean like how many times you post on social media or how often you show up or following some sort of like blueprint checklist. I mean actually creating content that is intended to serve your ideal customer and that truly comes authentically from your heart. And I really believe this, and this came up a lot in my conversations with my friends, was how often, including them, we get stuck in like what is right versus wrong in marketing. Like, is it long form? Is it short form? Do I have to do a reel? Like, do I come at it from the messaging angle of fear or do I come at it from empowerment? Like, what is right? What is wrong? What should I be doing? And I found myself consistently coming back to the most powerful thing you can do is create from your heart. And you know those moments, like if you create content, I want you to think about those moments that you can energetically feel like you're buzzing with excitement about what you have to share. Like you feel emotional, whether that is excited or empowered or grateful or honored to be able to share this, whatever it is. Like I know I feel those when I really hit on a lesson or something that I get to share with you guys. I know when it's like the deepest of the deep, right? When I'm really, really excited for it. And I try to create that in all my content. But my answer to them on like what is right versus wrong is it's what is authentically you. It's what comes from your heart and leverages your gifts and leverages your unique experiences and what you have to bring to this world. It's not what somebody else is doing. It's not fitting in somebody else's box about how to create content. And also, it is speaking to emotion. And something I have shared on here and I shared with my friends is, you know, when I go to write an email or I'm reading an email that my team wrote and I'm approving it, or I go to create a content, a video, whatever, I check in with and identify how I want somebody to feel when they read that email or when they watch that video or when they even listen to this podcast. And that is the anchor that I have for creating the content, because those emotions create connection, and connection is the foundation of everything. You are not going to get somebody to opt into your lead magnet, sign up for your webinar, buy your offer, book a call with you if they don't feel that connection with you and your brand. So number one, first needle mover that you can make sure you're working on is, am I creating consistent? Consistent is very important. If that's one time a week for you, that's fine. If that is 3 times a week, that's great. Make the goal consistency, but consistent content from the heart that creates connection and brings out emotion within it. Like when you read it or you watch it or you listen to it, you feel something. Your audience will feel something. That's how you step outside of the box of trying to be somebody else or use somebody else's strategies to grow your business. So that's the first needle mover. So check in. Am I doing that? Am I showing up in that way? And what would it look like? What would it look like to create content from your heart? Sit with that question. And I can probably understand, like if someone said that to me a year ago, I don't know if I would really know what they meant. But now I do. So I hope it makes sense to you guys. But when you're creating content from your heart, you're not thinking about like, should it be long? Should it be short? Should it start with this sentence? Like, should it have this structure or should it be a reel? It's like, no, when you create content from your heart, it has the emotion. It has the authenticity. It is authentically you because it's coming from your unique experience and what you have to share and impact the world with. The second needle mover is having a lead generation offer so good that somebody would pay for it. So a free lead generation offer so good that somebody would pay for it. Because if you have this, then generating consistent leads becomes easy. And guess what comes after leads? Sales. So when we develop a lead generation offer for our clients, we're very, very intentional about what that offer is. I don't think people put enough effort and energy into what their lead generation should be. It's just like, oh, I have to have this free thing. And so I will, you know, come up with the first idea, or I'll use somebody else's inspiration. But when done right, your lead generation is very intentional. And I've definitely said this many times on the podcast, but I'm going to say it again because this is a core foundational thing that I teach. Your lead generation, when done right, should, number one, be something that people are like, I cannot wait to get my hands on this. But number two, its intention is to create some sort of clarity. When someone downloads your lead magnet, consumes your lead generation, watches your webinar, whatever it is, you want them to have the experience of, oh, that's what I've been doing wrong. Or, oh, I totally see how I could get from where I am today to that end result that I want as it relates to what you're going to help them do. You created clarity, you created belief, you created problem awareness, right? That's not saying, hey, I am going to solve all your problems. I'm going to give you exactly how to go and do it, right? That's your offer. So the second thing your lead generation needs to do, or I guess the third, is it needs to create a gap that now you can easily say, okay, I have this offer and now you need it. And now you can see that you need it. And you can see why if you sign up for this, if you buy this, you'll be able to get to that end result. And I was having a conversation with one of my friends on this trip, and she was worried about, like, I don't want to give too much away. And so I framed it this way. And I said, I think a lot of people are worried about giving too much away in their lead generation and then someone not buying their offer. And I said, the way I like to think of it is, what's the most appropriate way for me to deliver something, right? I'm trying to create an experience in my lead generation. It would be a terrible experience if I sat there and was like, let me explain to you guys how to set up a Facebook ad. And let me explain to you how to build a funnel. Or let me plan out your entire custom email sequence, right? Because there's way too many nuances. There's way too many avenues that someone could go if I started trying to teach that as my lead generation. They'd be more confused, more overwhelmed, and not made any progress. So it's not about like withholding information. It's about delivering the best experience that's going to create clarity, momentum, results, understanding what the next steps are. And so I don't think about it as like withholding. I think about it as I get to do the work to create an experience that is most appropriate for a free lead generation offer, for somebody watching a training, reading a checklist, right? So it's not about like lack or withholding or, you know, saying, oh, I have 5 steps and I'm going to give away 3, but you got to pay for the other 2. Like, that's not the experience we're trying to create. We're trying to complete the loop of creating clarity, problem awareness, belief, right, in the appropriate way. Like when I'm teaching on a webinar, I can't deliver the same that my team could in a one-on-one strategy call. So I'm not going to try to do that, right? So coming up with a lead gen offer that is so good that people would pay for it, how do you think that you come up with what that is? Well, you focus on the number one problem or desire you're trying to solve. And how can you solve that within something free, within an experience? And I talk a lot about experience marketing, creating an experience within your marketing. So what I would do if you don't know what your lead generation is, or let's say your cost per lead is way too high, it's not converting, you're not getting consistent leads, they aren't signing up for it, they're not excited about it. Think about first, what is the number one problem or the number one desire that you're trying to fulfill for your ideal customer? And now how can you not solve all of it, but how can you bring some clarity or some problem aware or belief. When I say problem aware, it's like they don't know why they can't get to that end result. And so you are shining the light on why. You are explaining. This can be in the form of a process, a roadmap. Sometimes I name it like ingredients. I think I did that for the offer, right? It's you're showing them the path. You're showing them the path to possibility. You're showing them to the path to what they need to do differently. So how can you do that as it relates to their number one problem or number one desire? That's how you come up with a lead generation offer that is so good someone would pay for it, because it's directly hitting on their number one problem, their number one desire. Okay. So take inventory. Do you currently have a lead generation offer that is so good and that is an experience and that creates that clarity or creates that momentum and ultimately then leads someone to your offer, but leads them to your offer that is then in a way that they're like, oh yeah, duh, I need this, because now I can totally see the pathway for me getting where I want to go. That's where the magic happens with lead generation. So that's the second needle mover, taking inventory. Do you have that in your business? You need to be generating consistent leads. I cannot emphasize that enough, how if you do that, a snowball effect will start to happen in your business where sales become easy because you're growing your list, you're growing your audience, right? And then the third needle mover is traffic. Every business needs traffic. Now, these first two things have to be addressed before this is relevant, because if we jump to the traffic, but we have a bad lead generation offer, or we jump to traffic and we don't know our ideal customer and how to connect with them emotionally through our content, so we are sending people to a cookie cutter lead gen or a bad lead generation offer that nobody wants, okay, then the traffic's going to be a waste. But every business needs to master and continually grow strategies to increase traffic. And this can come from ads. It can come from you getting in front of other people's audiences. It can come from obviously social media and organic. And ultimately, it should come from all those places. That's the ultimate goal. But every business needs traffic. And the key is, if you have the foundational things in place, consistent, valuable, emotion-invoking content, and a lead generation offer so good people would pay for it, now when we create traffic, our business is going to expand massively. And so one thing to sit with, though, is right now in my business, am I intentionally and consistently using resources, time, energy, and money to increase the traffic to my business, to my brand? Because without traffic, how are you going to grow your business? And a good traffic strategy doesn't look like, let me just post 5 times on social media and see what happens. It usually looks like, I'm going to do multiple things. I'm going to post on social media. I'm going to start Facebook ads. I'm going to maybe network in Facebook groups and communities. And I'm going to increase traffic in all these different ways. And then I'm going to also see which one works the best. And I'm going to put more effort into the ones that work. But without traffic, it's impossible to grow your business. And if you're not consistently growing your traffic, what happens is over time, over 1-3 months, you're going to start to see your business decline. Because maybe like for 1 month of having less traffic, your business is okay. But then you go into the next month and it's like, okay, now the same people are seeing everything that I'm doing. And my business isn't really like reaching more people. It's not really growing. And why? You know, like what's happening? Well, because you're just talking to the same people over and over again. You don't have more traffic. You don't have new people. It also often takes time for people to become warm to your audience, to your list, to you, to connect with you, to build trust. And so if you're not bringing new people in, you're also not able to nurture them, which means you're not able to move people to your offer. So top three needle movers for you to make sure that your business resources of time, energy, and money are aligned with and you have these things working are consistent content with the intention to create connection. lead generation offer so good that people would pay for it, and a traffic strategy that is consistently increasing and widening the traffic that your business is getting to your lead gen and your content. You do those three things, and guess what? The sales become very, very easy. So we so often are like, I need sales. Sales are a byproduct. Sales are a byproduct of doing a bunch of other things really well and really consistent, right? So these three needle movers are going to be what will bring in more sales. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said at the beginning, lots more coming, and I will talk to you on Thursday. Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.